Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the happiest podcast on earth. This is Hunter. I have been out for a while. It's been, you know, minutes. Mel, you know, had Mickey and the Mouse kind of cover for us a little bit last week. I was on vacation. AJ, you know, has been working. Andrew's been working. Mel's in a new
The
play
opposite of a
now.
vacation.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on, but we're back. We're here to record. It is me. It is AJ here today. So welcome, AJ. We are
Hello,
on.
Hello.
So first off, I mean, I guess I kind of just did a little summary, but what's new? I mean, two days ago, I just got back from Mexico. I was out for a week, and then Maddie was out on vacation seeing her sister in Colorado for the week before that. So we have this weird like week and a half where she was gone for 4 days and then we were together one day and then I was gone for 4 days. So the whole trying to figure out balancing and recording and taking care of Bash, single dad in it, and then vacation dad in it. That was kind of, you know, a struggle, but we're back. We're back to normal now. I'm here. I disappeared for a little bit, but I'm back. So happy to be here.
I have the opposite problem, unfortunately. I am also gone all the time, but it's not because I'm on vacation. Instead, it's because I'm just working all the time. However, I do now have some more control over my schedule due to some classes I'm taking and due to some new responsibilities I'm taking that require me to be there in the mornings and daytime. So,
you get to see the sunlight at work.
I get
That's
to
nice.
See the sunlight, which is exciting, and I get to come home in the sunlight, which is exciting.
Nice.
So, which is great because Cass softball is in the swing of things, no pun intended, and I literally got to go to the very first game and haven't been back since except for yesterday because I'm working all the time. But I'm so excited to have like my Mondays, Tuesdays be sort of free in the evening now because I have so many commitments, including this one, that I never get to enjoy. And you know, work-life balance is important.
Very.
I just don't have enough seniority to claim that importance, but it's fine.
You will
We're
be
moving
able
up
to
in the world.
Assert your dominance soon and just put
Correct.
The foot down and say, this is what I'm doing.
Correct. Hey, we're learning. We're learning. It's fine.
Yeah.
But no, it's been a good time.
Good deal. Well, this week we are talking, and the episode title is Agree to Disagree. So basically what we're doing is we're going to be going through topics, some things, you know, that I may like or I may dislike. AJ has some that she may like, she may dislike, she may think just needs to happen. I have some that I think just need to happen. We went to Patreon, got some of theirs of what it's kind of like hot takes, I guess, but it's more so like what's something that might be, you know, not the crowd pleaser that you may like or dislike. Where do you go against the grain a little bit? So that's what we're going to be going through today. Kind of freestyle vibes, just kind of going through one then the next, and we'll see where it goes. So I'll start it off with the one I messaged our Discord group, our Patreon exclusive Discord group, and basically told them we were doing this and asked them for some of theirs. And I gave them an example. So I'm just going to start off with that one because it's the first one that popped into my head. And it's the one that I love the most is Toy Story 2 is the best Toy Story movie. Fight
Ooh.
me.
Ooh.
Fight me about
I don't
it.
Know if I will fight you. I'm trying to think of all the other 5,000 Toy Story movies.
Agree to disagree.
I will say the scene where Woody is getting his detailing touch up, polish and shine.
It's like an
delicious.
OCD person's like dream come true. We're just
see,
like,
and that,
yes.
Right? And that made me used to think as a child that I wanted to be like clean and keep all my toys clean and organized and blah, blah, blah. And I'm actually the messiest person I know. So like, obviously it didn't take hold of me that much, but it's so nice to watch. You can respect the craft.
I actually recall, I think, doing that to my Woody after I watched that movie. I think I got...
You're like, Mom, I need Q-tips.
Like, I was at like Hobby Lobby or something, and I got a little thing of brown paint and like painted the bottom of his boot and like Q-tipped his ears. And I was like, there we go. Woody's back. And I honestly thought he was worth so much money after I watched that movie.
You probably defaced him.
No. I treated him like as royalty because I knew it's like, all right, if old Al is all up in arms about getting him to Mr. Magichi or whoever he was trying to sell him to in the hotel or the museum in Japan, and he was going to be so rich. I was like, well, I've got him right here. That must mean I'm rich. It didn't click back then for me. I was all
Did
in.
Did it click that he was mass produced?
I was all in on Toy Story 2. Yes. And then I went back to Disney 1 year and I saw 50 of them on the shelves and I was like, oh, okay, never mind. Never mind. But
psych.
Yeah. But Toy Story 2,
honestly,
Definitely.
I think I'm gonna have to agree with you. I do
That's
love Toy
great.
Story 2, and I'm thinking the others. Like Toy Story 1, the animation just scares me, and I get it. It was ahead of its time at the time, but now looking back at it, it's kind of horrifying. Oh no, why can't I remember Toy Story 3?
Toy Story 3 was the daycare. Or
Yeah,
no.
I'm not a
Oh.
fan of Lotso.
Wait.
Yeah, you're
What
right, because
was?
Toy Story 4 is when they go to the
Yeah.
carnival. And
Yeah. The road
I don't
trip.
understand the obsession with Lotso at all.
There is an obsession with Lotso? Is
Dude,
that
some people
an
are
actual
like
obsession?
hardcore for Lotso, and I don't get it. And they're like, oh my God, he's so cute. I'm like, he was horrifying in the movies.
Yeah,
Like
he's like
the
the
juxtaposition of
Thanos of
him.
Toy
Yeah,
Story.
literally. He's
Which
like the
I do like
juxtaposition of him
Thanos.
being so cute and so cuddly and smells like strawberries. And like, wow, you want to love
With the
this
voice
teddy
of
bear.
a 60-year-old man.
Literally. And he's so evil. Like,
He
I
is.
need to rewatch these movies. I feel like Toy Story, and there's another one. I'll go into mine next with this kind of segue. Lion King and Toy Story are the two that I'm like, okay, they're there. I like the merch and I like rides and I like the like stuff in the parks about them, but I don't love the movies.
No.
Yeah.
Both
That
of
oh.
them. I'm taken aback now that you're.
That's one of mine is I think Lion King is overrated. Oh, and as well as the music, I think the whole thing is, I mean, I can
Okay, yeah,
appreciate it.
I'm gonna respectfully disagree because
I can appreciate it, but I just think it's all
it's the
overrated.
music especially, that's what does it for me of
No, like
I
Can You Feel the
can.
Love Tonight, I think is one of the worst love songs in the Disney songbook.
Oh man. If I'm sitting and thinking about it of trying to think of any lyric other than Can You Feel the Love Tonight? And for the life of me, I can't. Maybe that is true. It's not
There you go.
memorable. Well, okay. So Toy Story and Lion King just aren't good. Aren't good
They're
or like
good.
they're
They're exceedingly
acceptable, but they're
average.
not like the Holy Grail as some
Correct.
people.
And
Okay.
some people, I feel like Lion King definitely gets more praise than Toy Story does, but they're both just like exceedingly average in my eyes.
All right. I'll say they're above average, so we'll agree to disagree on that one. I'll say
To kind of agree.
they're slightly above average. But since you don't like Toy Story, what is then your favorite? What is the top of the Pixar pyramid for you? None.
Oh,
Are you a
I like
Pixar
new
is now
Pixar. I
overrated? Is that
like
the next one?
no, like I do love Monsters, Inc.
Okay. So like
Is
Monsters Inc.
Incredibles
is very
Pixar?
early. Yeah. Yes. Oh,
I
yes.
loved The Incredibles as a kid. This is like really weird, but I used to have the Incredibles script memorized and I like would watch it 2 to 3 times a week. I loved The Incredibles.
It was a repeat for me as well, definitely.
It's it
But
had good
Incredibles,
rewatchability.
Monsters, Inc., The Toy Stories, and Cars 1 are like, that's like the
Ooh, Cars.
renaissance of Disney Pixar, I guess you could say. It's like the Disney Renaissance, but how Pixar got rolling. But yeah. So, okay. So the newer ones up, number
Do
one.
love Up. I do love Up. I appreciate it more now as an adult than I did as a kid. When I was a kid, I did not love Up, but I think that's partially because like once you grow up and you can fall in love and you understand all that, like Carl and Ellie just mean so much more. I remember watching it, people were like, Up is the saddest movie ever. And I'm like, I don't get it. Yeah, she dies. Okay.
No.
I didn't get
It's a
the
love story. It's there. It's his.
I was like
It's
eight.
literally
I didn't
his
care.
driving. Well, yes. No, I didn't understand when I was watching it as a kid. But now you go back and you watch it and you're like, oh, wow, yeah, that is sad. Because we were so normalized to it. I mean, you had Bambi and all these other Tarzan. I mean, all of them,
People
it's
die in the
like
movies all the time.
Disney's like, let's start this with a 15-minute montage accumulating with someone passing away. And you're just like, okay, that's just
What's
how the
new?
Disney movie starts. You just got to get through that part
Correct.
and you're rolling. So
There's got to be at least one. Like, nothing's new, friends.
some hit more than others. But okay, this made me just think of one. We sidebarred there to Pixar. But anyway, agree to disagree that Toy Story and Lion King are subpar,
Eh.
as you say. So the people will definitely side with me on that one. But okay, here's one with Disney animation basically being just like Pixar in a way, in some ways now. Obviously, Wish, I think that's good. I think the way that they kind of went, like, let's do something a little different, good. I like it. But for a while there, it was getting awfully similar when you've got like your Moana and your Frozen going with, you're up and stuff like that. It was starting to get to the point where you couldn't differentiate the two. And I'm
I
a firm
agree.
believer that Pixar and Disney Animation need to, like, Disney Animation needs to let Pixar do its thing, and Disney needs to do their own thing in terms of like their animation signature.
I would agree to that. I do like what you said about Wish having, a different style, different texture, different technique, because I will say this last, let's say, 20 years of princesses that all look the same, the wide eyes, the itty bitty hips, the same animation style that you could pepper each and any one of them into the each other's movies and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. I don't love. Like, I get it's nice for like it's probably good, honestly, from like a business standpoint of like making them recognizable, making them more like commercialized and being able to like sell that and have it stick in the kids'
Well,
minds
yeah,
and be
like
like,
if you
that's a
have
Disney
them all,
princess.
yeah, like all next to each other, right? Like
It
it'd
all
be hard for them to
flows.
do all different animation styles, which makes sense. But I feel like Pixar like got its thing for being the computer generated animation, and that's its niche, right? Disney animation started with 2D, then went to 3D, and it kind of evolves. So yeah, Disney animation, I feel like, has the green light to be experimental, do things like maybe Spider-Verse type stuff, maybe like other types of animation, and like be able to have a movie that looks like this and a movie that looks like this. They'd be completely different, but they're still Walt Disney animation. Whereas Pixar, if Pixar were to come out with one, I'd be like, wait a minute, what's going
What are
on?
you doing?
Yeah. You can't
What are
get
you
it.
doing?
It's like pop country. You just like, nah. Let's not, please.
That's my opinion on pop country. Absolutely not. Make it stop.
Absolutely
The
not.
reason I don't listen to country music anymore.
Oh no, pop country took over. All right. Well, okay, I have another one that I am actually really excited about is. And this, I don't know if this is going to hit with you the same. What year were you born again? 90.
98.
Oh, okay, good. I was about to start with 2000s, but I was like, wait a minute, we're good. So this actually
You would have
works.
been in
This is
trouble.
like, actually, I don't know. This is like 2003 to 2009. Yeah, this is great. You did this. So all four seasons of House of Mouse need to be on Disney Plus immediately. You don't know what House of Mouse is?
This was before my time.
It was not. It was 2000. Okay, I think it was 2000 to 2003. So yeah, you were like two. But then it aired till 2009, until Toon Disney ended and became Disney XD, if
I
that's
must
what
have not been a fan then or
you
remembered it.
weren't a Disney
I
Channel,
remember, is
Disney
House of
Channel
Mouse the one where they
surfer?
have like that clip of
Who's that
they're like at a
rocking at
night,
the
it's like
House of Mouse? Bam,
they have like the
bam,
villains
bam,
takeover
bam. House
episode.
of Villains?
Yes, I remember that, but I did not
There.
realize there are multiple season ends. I definitely thought it was just one thing. But I agree. If it's Disney intellectual property, it should be on Disney Plus.
Oh
Why
yeah. I
not?
guess you could make this more in general, even of like, I feel like
Like,
that's
why
the
wouldn't
draw of
you?
Disney Plus, and it's like anything that has been released by Disney is on Disney Plus, and that I don't know why they would withhold stuff, but I'm sure there's
Correct. I
contracts
also feel that
and
way
intellectual
about
property and all kinds of stuff, but yeah.
them not having Disney Plus act like how do I want to this? I feel that way about them not having Disney Plus accessible in Disney hotel rooms, and I don't mean for casting, I mean like having it as a feature where they could stream right there in the hotel room. I think it's
Yeah.
genius marketing, and I think it like if I'm sure the people that are spending thousands of dollars to stay in Disney hotels also spend the money to get Disney Plus, but I don't understand why we don't have Disney Plus in Disney hotel rooms. It's literally a Disney entity, but okay.
And have it. Well, they don't want you in your room. They want you out spending money.
I
That's
mean,
literally why
fair,
they're like, oh, you want to have a
fair.
Disney Plus day in the hotel room? Why don't you go to the pool and buy some lunch? Boom, ka-ching.
Buy some lunch instead.
Yeah. But no, and that reminds me of the Disney Cruise Line, where it used to be on Disney Cruise Lines. It was like the Disney Media Library, and that was before Disney Plus. And that was when we were like, why don't they have this as their Netflix? And then they finally did, obviously.
They're like, wait, that's genius.
Yeah. But that's, I feel like, where I was first exposed to like the Disney streaming. Interesting fact, in Mexico, it's not Disney Plus Hulu bundle, it's Disney Plus Star Plus bundle, which I don't know what Star Plus is. I don't know if Disney owns it. I am assuming they do if
I'm
it's a
assuming
bundle,
they
but
do.
I guess that's like the rebranded Hulu for Mexico. I was just caught off guard. I saw a commercial come up and it's like, Disney Plus bundle with Star Plus. And I'm like, what the heck is that? But it was Stars for a second, like the network Stars.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, it wasn't
Interesting.
that. It was different. But sidebar, obviously. Sidebar, a little distracted.
We
But House
obviously
of
haven't
Mouse.
talked in a while. We keep having sidebars.
It's okay if we catch up. We catch up. That's what it's all about. But House of Mouse, if you're like me and watched House of Mouse religiously because you weren't allowed to watch SpongeBob on Nickelodeon or anything like that, so you lived on the Disney
Same.
Channel growing up, then you would appreciate 4 seasons of House of Mouse. I believe it's like 70 episodes of House of Mouse. And really, it's just Mickey and all the VIPs kind of goofing around in the theater. It's really all Disney. That's where it's weird because I feel like it's the ultimate Disney kids show. It's every Disney character from Disney movies and shows literally sitting in a theater, and Disney's like hosting it, or not Disney, Mickey's hosting it, like some sort of nighttime late night show or something. And they play clips and have banter and side stories with different characters from different movies. It's great. I could do, I'm gonna,
Now I
well,
really want to watch this. I need this on Disney
you need to look it
Plus.
up. You need to look it up. I'm gonna
Okay, you've
probably do a
convinced me.
sidebar episode on like Patreon for it or something because there's a bunch of lore in House of Mouse. But anyways, okay. So as I said, I asked Patreon to give us some as well. Catherine, one of our Patreon subscribers, gave us this one, and it's gonna ruffle some feathers. I'm gonna say that. But she said, La Cava is overrated.
All right, Catherine, go ahead and cancel your subs. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's what?
Overrated, which I can see. I can
I can
see
see if you don't
why
like tequila.
if it's hyped up by people like us, like to a degree, and then you were to go by yourself and like see that you have
It's.
to wait in line for 45 minutes and it's just a room the size of like the bedroom at my house. And it's okay, maybe it's a bigger room. That's a little excessive, but it's a small-ish room
Not much.
with a low ceiling and a single bar and just tables. And I could see how you'd get in and be like, what is this? But
I will say their queso there is divine, though. Their queso is really
yes.
good.
Yes. It is
No,
one of the
it's a vibe. You have to go in there willing to have a good time because it's not one of those places that sets the vibe for you. Like I've
There's
walked in there
nothing
and there's couples.
happening. Yeah.
Correct. Like there's I walk in there, couples are arguing. I walk in there, people are having bachelorettes and having the time of their lives. I walk in there's people just sitting there on their phones. Like you bring the vibe and they'll bring the drinks. And like that's what it's all about, my friends. It's definitely not a nightclub. We probably
It's
make it
not.
seem to
It's
be like
yeah.
that with how much we go in there and like take our shots. But the drinks are really good. I'm a personal fan of the cucumber margarita. I know people love the avocado margarita, but I can't get behind avocados. I just can't. The Ombre
It just
Blanco shot is
sounds
like a Happiest
wrong.
Podcast staple.
A
It's
avocado margarita just doesn't sound right.
I'm not a fan of te the texture of
Is it
avocado, and
like
let me tell you, they nail the texture
creamy?
of the it is.
Like oh
The
yeah.
avocado margarita is creamy. Some people swear up and down by it. That is my agree to disagree. I'm glad you love it. It is not for me. However, the cucumber margarita, slam dunk. Slam dunk. I really want to do the La Cava experience they have there, where it's like this whole tequila tasting with like a tequila master, except it's like $300 a person, and I don't like tequila that much. I love
Yeah.
a good marg when I can't taste the tequila. Let's be real here.
That would not be a great like
But
connoisseur
not.
moment for you. It'd be
Correct.
like when I was like in my like 22 and I go to like a wine tasting and I'm just like, what? I don't
Like
get
drinking
it.
hand sanitizer.
It's like I don't get what's happening here.
We're doing a bunch of tastings on our Disney cruise this summer, and I'm like kind of excited, kind of nervous.
Oh.
I was like, I will
Did
not
you
be
book them?
going. Yeah, we booked the wine tasting, a mixology class. There's a couple others. There's a champagne tasting. The boys are doing a bourbon tasting, and I was like, I'm not wasting my money just to hang out with you guys. You can do that on your own. Yeah, it should be a good time though. Because I'm the same way. Like the thought of a wine tasting sounded great when I was younger, but I like every time we would go and I would try stuff, I would
I
hate
didn't
it.
have
But
the
now that I have a
trained
taste,
palate. I didn't have the I
correct.
didn't I didn't catch the tasting notes.
Now that
So I
you've
guess
acquired the taste. I mean, same
now I'm
for when I
cultured.
first started drinking, I hated tequila, hated tequila, and now it's my drink of choice.
No.
So, but if you don't like tequila, I can totally understand not liking La Cava because they also don't really have anything else. It's a
Yeah,
tequila bar.
you're out of options. But I
Yeah,
mean,
I don't
going
even know
in
if they have
there,
beer.
no, I honestly don't think so.
Don't think they do. I think it's all tequila.
But yeah, it's not something that has any theming. It has no show element. It's not an Oga's Cantina. It's not a Space 220 lounge. It's not go in and be there and look at things. It's just about the company you bring. And it's a nice little getaway when it's hot outside and you've been walking a bunch to
And
go
I'm
get
telling you
just
that
some dips and
queso, so
queso.
good.
And it's delicious. It's delicious. So
Yeah, definitely
I
agreeing to disagree with her. And I'm
agree
kind of
with her.
disrespectfully disagreeing with her, honestly. I think
Oh,
that's a crime.
well, Catherine,
The cop is a staple.
I respectfully disagree.
Catherine, we have to go out sometime, baby. Let's go. I will change your
Okay.
mind.
Well, Catherine had a few. Another one is the Skyliner is Disney's best mode of transportation, which I
I
agree with.
agree.
I agree
Yep,
with.
I agree.
It's like fresh and new. I don't feel like you ever have to wait very long for it just because it's perpetually going. It's not like, okay, one's in the station, now we're gone. Now one's in the station, now we're gone. If you are caught in a line, it's a slow moving line, but you're never like just sitting there with no end in sight, wondering when your next bus is coming or when's the next monorail coming. It hasn't come in 10 minutes or something like that. And
Correct.
yeah, there's just something about being in the open with the windows open, the breeze flowing through, and you're just swinging and just up high. You think you're gonna bounce
That's the only thing
off.
that gets on my nerves is the breeze. As a girly with long
Really?
hair, yeah, because they don't have air conditioning. They rely on the windows. So one, if you get stopped up there, your air
Yeah,
conditioning's gone,
that can
which is
get
not fun.
brutal.
But like trying to be in there and having my hair just like it looks like you're in a tornado, like hair going everywhere. Not a fan. The monorail, every once in a while when I ride the monorail, I'm like, oh, this is really fun. I love this. And then you stop and you wait for all the people to get on and off
Yeah,
and you get squished.
there's no stops. You go station to station on
Right.
Skyliner, so that's a plus.
And they're
And
getting a
if
lot better, I feel like, about not cramming the cars. I remember when they first opened, they would
Oh,
cram as
getting
many people as
stuck with
possible into those
people
cars.
is that's not fun. I don't
Like,
like
even if
that.
there's one or two family, like small families in there, great, whatever. But like, they used to be like, okay, butt to butt, let's go.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would agree. And like the buses, we love them, but
They're
it
buses.
just doesn't hit the same.
They're
Yeah, it's a
buses.
bus.
But yeah, it was major letdown. It still is major letdown if I'm getting in the Skyliner and then there's just people you don't know and they're just like, "Yeah, hop in that one." You're just like,
And
do
you're
they
just
have
sitting there
two?
staring at each other,
It's like, and
right?
yeah, you have to sit facing each other, so you're like, "All right, cool."
And like trying to talk with your other people, but kind of being quiet about it because you don't like people
Yeah,
listening. And
some of us
like,
introverts, with strangers don't like that. I'm sure, our buddy Nick
ooh,
would love being stuck in a Skyliner with someone you don't know and talk their head off. It's great.
correct. Can you stand the Skyliners that have the decals on the windows? Do you like them or no?
But aren't they like perforated? Like you can still
They
kind of
are.
see through them, but
Yeah.
they do obstruct your vision a little bit. But I mean, I prefer a clean, fresh, non-decal, just windows, full window Skyliner.
To ride in, yeah, I agree. I
That's
like
my
looking at the
prime.
decaled ones from the outside, but on the inside, it like makes my tummy hurt to sit in those ones.
Really?
My motion sickness gets a hold of me, and I'm like, oh,
Because
good
it's
luck.
harder to see out, or because
Yeah, because my eyes are trying to like
you're
switch back and
looking at the
forth between the
shape and
perforated and
not.
the things outside.
Oh,
Yeah.
interesting. Okay. So if
But
you hop on a wrapped monorail, you're like, I'm done.
I'm
This is
out.
not good.
We did a wrapped monorail in Disneyland, and I just
Yeah.
kept my head down the whole time. I
Oh
was like, wait, this
no.
isn't even fun. You know, that's a niche issue.
Is Mickey's Fun Wheel in Disneyland have wrapped little pods? Like, I don't know what they're called. Carriages.
No, it's just like a cage.
Oh, that's right. It is an open cage. Yeah, you're
It's
like an
just a
animal holding
cage.
on,
We
gripping the
really
cage
are.
with your fingers. Yes, don't like that. I like the Skyliner, but I do not like that. So I
The death
agree.
wheel.
Skyliner, best mode of transportation at Walt Disney World.
All
And
right.
then Catherine had one more. We're gonna roll through Catherine's here. New Epcot is no good. I agree.
I agree.
I'm an old Epcot
You
person,
know, it's
100%
not
through
done
and through.
quite yet,
It
but
will never be done. What's even
listen here.
happening? What's going on?
I
They're
know
going to
they were
change
like,
their
we have a new
minds.
Encanto show coming. And I'm like, where are they putting this? What's going on? Where's this construction? What? I don't get it. No, I've kind of given up on following the construction and the thought process of what's going on in like the playground area and this and that because I just can't care anymore.
Well, the thing is, when it takes so long to do something,
So
like by
simple.
the time it's done, they're going to be like, and we have a plan for new Epcot. And you're like, wait a minute, you just finished this one. Like, what are we
Put
gonna
the walls
do?
back up.
Like, I don't know what's gonna happen. And yeah, it's the insertion of VIPs in Epcot, which I feel like for someone new going there, it's fine. It might be a little confusing, but for people who knew what it was, that's where it's tough.
Agreed.
That's where it's tough.
Agreed.
But
Like, I totally get the educational portion of Moana. I just don't like the IP in Epcot.
Yeah, and even with Moana though, like there's not really, I don't know. It's kind of it's just not really Moana themed, really. I mean, there's rocks and stuff, and
There's rocks.
well, I
Well,
know, but there's the what does she call it? Tafiti? Yes,
yeah,
like there's her
that's
that you can do a
gorgeous.
photo of at the end, which okay, I get that. But other than that, like oh, it's only tied to Moana by name. It's not like there's characters throughout that I've noticed a whole lot. There might be,
So,
but I've only been
yeah,
there
yes and
twice.
no. They're not as like prevalent as Tafiti, but instead they're like kind of
Kind of
etched
off to the
into the
side.
rocks and whatnot. Like it's the
Okay.
rock figurines make the
Really?
characters, which is
Okay.
interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, at
Well,
this point, they might as well just make test track cars themed. Like I
I
just go all
mean,
in with the IP. If you're gonna do it, do it.
I would, okay, you just sparked an idea. An idea just went off in my head, and I'm just going to say it because I
Light
don't like
bulb.
Test Track as it is, and I would be okay if this maybe happened. If it did go cars themed, we obviously have Radiator Springs Racers, which you can't copy that because it's more industrial, more test tracky kind of deal, but it should be Cruz Ramirez Racing Academy. And then you're in there training, and then you finally get the big, okay, it's time to let loose, go. And then you do the high speed loop outside.
Okay,
I
and
think
then
if
if
they
you were
do a Cruz
smart,
Ramirez Academy, that would be so cool.
so they have the Lightning McQueen Racing Academy in Hollywood Studios. And if they were
Yeah.
smart, what they would do is at the end of that be like, you ready to get it act? Because like it's a simulator. That's the whole thing is they're testing out a simulator. You just sit there and watch. If you're actually ready to get on the track, head on over to Epcot for your race, blah, blah, blah. Like, and like tie it
They
into there,
send
make
you to
people
the
want
other
to park
one.
hop. No,
Honestly, I would
make
say
people want to park hop.
pick up that attraction and just put it next to Test Track and Epcot. Just get it out of Hollywood Studios. I have no idea what it's doing outside of Pixar Place
It's just a
or
place to
whatever
get
that.
AC after waiting in the line for Tower of Terror for 5 hours.
It's the most thrown
It's
in
cute
and
every
talking
once in a
about,
while.
yeah, talking about Lightning McQueen Racing Academy and Hollywood Studios. It's the most thrown in thing. Like it's literally behind a gate that usually was closed, and it's just like, oh, here's a
If they have the
building.
staffing, they'll open it.
Then they'll open the gate and let you into that portion, but it's off the beaten path. But pick that up, put it next to Test Track in Epcot. I know people will riot, but it'll be okay because you'll retheme Test Track to the Cruz Ramirez Racing Academy. Or you could say Lightning McQueen Racing Academy and Cruz Ramirez can be
Like,
your
who cares?
coach. But I feel like you could do a lot of cool things in there. And then, yeah.
Agreed. Agreed. If you're gonna put the IP in, just go crazy.
I can't believe I
Just do
just
it.
threw another. Yeah, IP retheme into Epcot, but if we're going for it, we might as well go
Go
for
all in, baby.
Might as
Yeah,
well.
because new Epcot as it stands right now, she doesn't know what she's doing. 0 out of 10. I
No.
agree with Catherine.
But on that note also, and I'll do one and then I'll throw it back to you for one of yours, but Animal Kingdom, in my opinion, is the best cohesively themed park in Walt Disney World, nay, the United States of America. I would even
Oh,
say the
okay.
most
I'd agree with that.
cohesively themed, because your California Adventure, we all know it's getting there. I feel like it's close, but there's still some stuff off with it. Your Disneyland Magic Kingdom have the Tomorrowland issue going on. Still trying to maybe work through a couple things there. You've got Galaxy's Edge and Disneyland sitting there like between Frontierland and Critter Country, and you're like, I don't know what's happening. And
Kermit
then
said they could.
yeah. And then obviously Epcot Hollywood Studios struggling. So we are left with Animal Kingdom, the only park
I agree.
currently with Dinoland. We'll see what happens as they retheme that, but I think is the most cohesive and well-themed park in Walt Disney World.
I would agree to that, honestly. I would.
There you go.
My only downfall
Uh-oh,
to Animal
here we go.
Kingdom. Navi River Journey is the worst ride in
We
the main four Disney park. Like, not water parks, because there's a worse ride in the water parks, but in the main four
Ooh.
Disney parks, Navi River Journey is the worst ride.
I don't think it's the worst ride
It's
in
the,
four
tell me one ride
parks.
worse. Tell
It's
me one
better than
ride.
Grand Fiesta Tour.
You take
It's
that back right
it
now. No,
is better. It is. If you
it is
waited the same
not.
amount of time, I'd rather go on Navi. The Grand Fiesta, okay, Grand
Absolutely
Fiesta
not.
Tour
Grand Fiesta
is
Tour is
fun
a
and
legend.
silly. No, it's fun and silly, and you go to La Cava, then you feel all happy and go to Grand Fiesta
You're
Tour
chugging a margarita while waiting in the line.
and you watch Donald get into mishaps. Like you literally
And it's
ride a
so
boat
good.
to look at TV screens as you go scene to scene, and you have
Okay,
three
but
out of
they
the five.
just like did a whole revamp for it and it looks so pretty. And they did so many like new fresh
The
coats of paint and redid a bunch of the
fireworks are
lights.
nice. But
Fireworks are
you have the
gorgeous.
fireworks, but you also have the bioluminescence of
Okay, you
Pandora
have the
and
TV
Nauru
screens there
Imagery.
too.
But there's bioluminescence, and listen, both attractions lead up to your final scene, your grand scene. You have the Shaman of Songs versus the Three Caballeros. Yes, at least
at
the
least
Three
the three
Caballeros
caballeros
work.
work. Like, the
Oh,
shaman never
boo.
works. I've been on Navi River Journey less times than I can count on one hand, but that didn't make sense grammatically. Anyways, you catch my drift.
Less
I've only ever
times.
seen her
Yeah, that
work
makes sense.
once out of the probably four or five
Yeah,
times.
I had a
It's always
major
a
bummer
different
moment
mode.
when we went with Bash and we went on our family trip in January and it wasn't working. And I was like, wow.
It never works. So, like, you have this multi-million dollar English is hard for me today. Oh my gosh.
Animatronic.
Animatronic. Thank you. Who doesn't even work half the time? All of the other scenes, they remind me of that scene in Dinosaur where they have like the itty bitty little raptor things that are running across the top of the like ride path as you like dip down under them, and it's like this huge screen right above you
Oh.
that you get really close to, and you can tell it's a screen. Every
Yeah.
single spot in Navi River Journey is just like a blatant screen in f that's like kind of set behind some Hobby Lobby plants or like Joanne's plants or
But
Michael's plants.
I
I
do
could get
think
that crap from the craft store, put my TV in
Oh, I'd
behind
love
it, and
yeah.
make Navi River Journey.
Okay, I challenge you. I'll give you 6 months to make your room into a Navi River Journey scene if it's so easy.
Let me at
But
him. Joanne's is having a sale on floral right now. Let's go.
With how limited they were, obviously, because they ran out of money, I think they did
Mm-hmm.
the most with their like I feel like when what you see in Animal Kingdom is you see places where it's like, okay, they might have lost some budget here, lost some budget there. But I feel like in Animal Kingdom throughout, they do the most. Like they get the most bang for their buck. You don't just have an attraction that's
That's
like,
fair.
eh, that probably shouldn't have even been built. And for
No,
Navi
I
Ru
think that for Navi Richard doing
oh,
though.
no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Navi River Journey
I
is
would rather do
not.
Kali River Rapids.
I would too. Kali River Rapids is great. Are you saying it's bad? Do we agree to disagree there also?
I don't think it's bad. I just think it's one of
I
those
do
things
think
that
it's
they ran out of money
short.
for. It's really short. I actually haven't been on that ride in years, but I was watching this really funny TikTok of this little old lady that rode it, and her like grandchildren didn't tell her really what was going on and were filming her and being horrible about it. But I watched the whole video and I was like, wait, that
That's
was the
it?
whole ride.
Minute
That
30,
was
that's all I
it.
get.
It's like all it is. It's like one big drop. I was waiting for her to get drenched and like
No.
nothing. But
No,
no,
yeah. After
I
you
would
do
still rather ride
Grizzly
that.
River Run at California
You can't
Adventure, it
compare.
really like, yeah, you're like, oh, so this is what it's supposed to be like. But also, side note on Navi River Journey, I am still and forever all I think I've said this before, but I will always and forever be a person that thinks they need a flag or they need something that's not obvious, but it's for people in the know that they put up at the entry queue that tells you we're in B mode or we're operating as normal. And that would keep people
Make
out
or
of
break your
line.
decision.
That would keep people from waiting an hour and being like, I'm so disappointed. Where you can have cast members and they can say, oh, when the flag is raised, the shaman is out or something like that. Like the shaman is
Right.
off visiting the temple, you know, they could do something crazy and say that and make it a storyline. But just something to where you know it's like people who have done it before, they can walk up and they can look from 40 feet away and be like, yeah, it looks like the flag's up. So we're just gonna skip that and go on the flight deck.
Honestly, I like that thought.
I mean, it could stay within theme. It doesn't have to be a sign that says our shaman is not working. And sorry, it can be something that works.
Flag just has a big B on it for B mode.
Yeah, B mode. We're not operating properly at this time. But
I love it. But
definitely.
yeah, Navi River Journey, worst ride. Absolute worst ride.
Agree to disagree. Not the worst. Not the worst. I don't even. Yeah, we got there through Animal Kingdom. I was like backtracking. He's like, how do we get there again? I blacked out. But okay. Do you have a different one?
I have so many opinions. Let me start with my next
So
most
many
controversial
opinions.
one
Great.
that every time I post a TikTok about it, everyone's in my DMs either being like, thank you for speaking up and being proud of who you are and your opinions, and I adore you, or they're trying to get me fired. And that's the fact that Figment is horrible. Figment is scary. Figment it has bad vibes. He's committed many crimes. Figment is not it, and he's scary, and I don't like him, and I want him out of the Disney parks, and I despise the fact that he's becoming the new face of Epcot because he's horrifying.
Who I first off, I will agree to disagree right off the bat, but I will make you a believer of Figment by the time this conversation is over. So,
Yeah, good luck with that one, Chief. Everyone on TikTok's already tried.
he's purple. He's a purple
I
dragon.
hate the color
What's
purple.
he changes colors.
Does
It
he
could be
though?
any color you want. I think he does. I really do. I think
Is
as a
that because he's
ride,
a figment of
he's
my imagination? It's just whatever color
yes.
I want him
He
to be.
literally could
Yeah.
be whatever you want him to be. So there you
I
go.
want him to be gone.
He could be
I don't.
that. And don't you love him now?
I
There you
adore him now
go.
that he's gone.
But
Please.
who would be the mascot of Epcot if we had it was Duffy for a while. Like they were trying to be like, all right,
I
it's
would
gonna
do
be
Duffy.
Duffy. But Duffy didn't work out.
Orange Bird. I like Orange Bird.
Orange Bird is Adventureland. Like, get out of town, Orange Bird. This ain't your
But
park.
they've been, I know, they've been doing a lot of stuff with him though for like Flower Garden and all
Oh
that.
shoot. Yeah, they have. They have.
Spike the Bee is a cutie pie.
Excuse
Cutie
me?
patootie. Spike the Bee. He's also a part of
Who the
Flower
heck
and
is
Garden.
that?
He's a
Is
little
that
bee. He's just a little guy.
is he from something or was he only
I think he's just,
he's,
I
they
think. I could be
Disney
wrong. I think
created
he's
him.
just
It's just like Spike the
Disney
Bee.
Parks.
They're
Yeah, they're
like,
like,
oh,
here you
you don't know
go.
Spike the Bee? How do you not know him? That's basically what
But
just happened to me.
do we need a mascot though? Like the other parks don't really have that. I don't want a
I
face of
mean,
Epcot.
Magic
Make it
Kingdom
the Three
belongs to Mickey
Gabbiatos.
Mouse. I mean, yeah, I guess Hollywood Studios doesn't really have a mascot. I mean, it kind of is Mickey Mouse now, I guess. That
Yeah,
Runaway
Star
Railway.
Wars.
The Three Caballeros could be cool. Could be the mascot.
Anyone but Figment. He is scary. I'm not a fan. His fans are also kind of scary. Like it's very culty. Do we all remember the great Figment popcorn bucket of what was that, 2021, 2022?
Of the great Figment
It's
popcorn bucket.
horrific the lengths that people will go to for this little purple scary dragon. I think he has them all under his spell.
Well,
I can't deal with it.
he's unique, and I will admit that he's not my favorite character, but I do see the draw in Figment being the mascot because he's part of an original attraction in Epcot, which, you know,
Or we just
there's
get rid of
not
that
many.
attraction.
Well, get rid of that attraction. I mean, what? Oh
Yes.
no. All right. Well, I think Journey into Imagination will never be gone from Epcot. That is my hot take. It will never cease to exist. Actually, it could be Inside Out pretty easily and pretty
It
quickly
could be
now
Inside
that I
Out,
think
and
about
I
it.
will be the first person in line when it turns to Inside Out.
Could you imagine if they made it Inside Out and of the gold pyramid, they like put decorations inside that were blue,
Make it
yellow
look like it was
orbs,
the
and like it's just looks like you're
yes.
going into a building that's full of memories, and that's how you enter
See,
the attraction.
Hunter,
Gosh,
these
I'm
ideas are
just,
so much better
why
already
am I
than
just so
Figment.
brilliant? I can't live with myself.
Disney, we're submitting this for official review.
I'm
Please get rid of Figment and make it Inside Out.
okay. I take it back. I agree. Figment, we need to get him out. Inside out.
Yes, let's go.
Inside out, here
Heck
we
yeah.
come. And it's just the building works. Obviously, you have a DVC lounge that you got to get rid of, but they can get over it. You can build a new
No,
DVC lounge.
they could just make the panes like stained glass so it looks like it's full of
Or you
orbs.
can hang the orbs to where when you're in the DVC lounge, you're
Ooh,
in the
that's
orb
pretty.
room and it's
And they should
the
like
DVC
reflect
lounge.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really
Imagine
pretty.
when the sun shines through that would be
Oh,
crazy.
that'd be
Might give me a
gorgeous.
headache.
Anything better than Figment?
Okay.
Which is kind of leading me into my next one, another character that I think is highly overrated. Now, this one I don't feel as strongly about because I do like this character as a character. It's just the cult following and merchandise craze and all that, that almost like his success and following turns me off from liking him
You don't like that
and
he's
his chain.
successful? You don't like to support
Correct.
him?
I'm not a fan.
You jealous? It sounds like you're jealous.
I feel like I might be because I don't know. Stitch people are just Stitch
Stitch.
people.
Who would have thought
And
you'd be
people
jealous of
make
Stitch?
Stitch their entire personality, all the merchandise, all like people get their nails done, their hair done. Like people go crazy for Stitch, which don't get me wrong. I do love Stitch. I do love Lilo and Stitch. It's a great franchise. The merchandise craze and like the way people are like fanatics for him makes me like him less. Is that weird? I feel like everyone has characters like that where it becomes so popular that you're like, oh,
Oh yeah, I mean it was Frozen for me in like 2015, 2016. I was like, I'm over this. Like everybody loves Frozen so much and I
yeah, a lot of
don't.
people feel that way about Frozen.
That was me for Frozen. So I get that, but Stitch is also, I mean that movie is almost probably 20 years old or something by now, if not more. So it's had some time. I think you might just be a little bitter that he took over some real estate on the purple wall, and you're like, my photo spot is not what it used to be.
Cutest ones. I do his little where he's like holding the gear in his mouth. I think that's one of the cutest things. And I do miss Stitch's Great Escape. I loved that attraction. It's just, I think it's the merchandise craze. I think that's what I'm gonna go with. The
What
merchandise
is the
craze
mer
for
what
Stitch.
merchandise items are there? I guess I'm out of the
Dude,
loop in
it's
terms
the
of park
people. Like,
merchandise.
even if it's not park
Oh,
merchandise,
like
the small shops,
they're wearing Stitch ears,
head to toe
shirts,
Stitch.
little charms on their
People go
Crocs.
feral, correct, for Stitch with merchandise and stuff. And I
Thank
think
you.
that's what makes me go, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to explain it. Because Minnie Mickey stuff, I don't care. You could be head to toe Minnie Mickey and I don't care. It's the Stitch stuff that just, I'm like, that's a
Gosh,
choice.
could you
So
imagine
I
if
think it's that.
you got on a Skyliner and then you see this couple, one decked out in Stitch and the other decked out in Figment, and they get put in the same
I
Skyliner
would
as
actually
you?
throw myself out of the Skyliner.
You're like, oh,
Like, trust fall.
this is a fantastic situation for me.
I would jump out immediate no. No,
Oh
I think
man.
that's it. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
And sorry for any of you Stitch fans, but I
You know
don't,
what, Stitch
it
fans,
rubs me weird.
as the great Ted Lasso say, you do whatever you want. You be you.
Live.
Live. And just live and love Stitch. I agree to
Live,
disagree.
laugh, love Stitch.
People, if you like Stitch, rep Stitch. If you don't, keep it to yourself.
Don't keep it to
I'm
yourself. Oh my
talking to you.
gosh.
I think it's okay. But all right, moving on. Food wise, because we haven't talked food for a little bit. Sci-fi dine-in. This is mine. Sci-fi dine-in is the best restaurant on Walt Disney World property. Point blank, period.
Whoa.
Point blank, period. They
Whoa.
revamped the menu. If you haven't been back in the last 6 months, they've got new cheeseburgers on the menu. It's a new grind. It's a new meat grind. New bun. It's premium. Tastes premium. Feels premium. New fries. It's great. Get you a cheeseburger, French fries, and a milkshake at the movies.
I
Best themed,
have
best environment.
so many thoughts and feelings. I don't even
That
know where to
I'm
begin.
correct.
No,
Go watch
I.
scary movies. You can go with your date. You can go with your family. You can put the little one in the front seat, and mom and dad could sit in the back seat. They could be driving, pulling into the movie theater. It's a realm of possibilities. Perfect family restaurant, perfect date restaurant, perfect friend restaurant, perfect nostalgic restaurant. I mean, I could go on and on. I think I did. I do a video on this or a Patreon on this? If not, I am, of
If
why it's
not,
the
you need
best.
to, because you could go on forever.
I am 1000% sci-fi is my favorite place to go.
I feel like I need to go back because I remember you saying when you visited in January that you loved sci-fi so
It's the
much. Because
greatest.
every time I've been to sci-fi, the vibes are high, like you said. The atmosphere is great, decor is great, the premise is great, the theming's great, the service is always pretty good. The food, every time I've gone, has been exceedingly average.
And it's new.
Like,
I
and
agree.
it's new.
I
So
am, but I am a sucker for an average cheeseburger, so I didn't mind back then. And like, I love the regular Disney fries, but they're not even Kennebec fries anymore. Or Kennewick? Kennewick. I don't
Kennewick.
even Kennebec. I don't know. They're not
the
even Kennewick fries. They're like a different French fry now. I know.
What?
I think,
How dare
don't.
they stray away from the Lamb Weston fries? So now
Man.
really I have to ad disagree to agree or wait,
Agree.
agree
I
to.
agree to disagree.
Dude, you can tell it's my Friday because I am like, my brain is just on low power mode. I'm shut off right
We just
now.
disagree to agree. It's okay.
We just disagree to agree. But no, I'm going to have
Give
to
it a try.
respectfully disagree. I will try it, but I
Try
don't
it.
think there's a shot in anywhere that it's going to break my top five, even.
Wow.
Like,
Now there is a ca
Topolino's is right there.
there is a caveat. If you are a walk up and didn't get reservations, then you will likely be seated in the back umbrella tables. That is terrible. Don't do that.
Yeah,
And
what's
it's
the
not fun.
point?
So you have to be sitting in a car. So try for
There's an
reservations.
asterisk.
Usually,
Okay.
day of, you can always find a reservation because people cancel and, eat there for an early lunch, late lunch, a dinner. My favorite way to do it is to eat there at lunch. So you go in when it's daytime and just go and get this nice, it's like a sensory deprivation tank of the movie is going, the lights are off, and you just go from the hustle and bustle of being outside and hot in the bright daylight to just being inside a drive-in and it's dark and nighttime. And you're just
I
like,
wish they had
I'm
more.
relaxed. And then you walk outside, the sunlight hits you, and you're like, okay, I feel
And you're
rejuvenated. Like I just had a
blinded.
nap and we're good. And you get blinded. Yes.
I just had a nap. I wish they had more, because if they've had the same commercials for how many years now, I wish they had more of like the story
Yeah.
commercials where there was like a true beginning, middle, end, rather than just like the coming
Like the
soon, giant
teasers.
woman.
Yeah. But they also, and it's like a loop. It's like a, I mean, it's
Like an
probably like
hour.
an hour to like a 50 minute to maybe an hour, 10 minute loop. And it's made to, when you sit down, order, they time their service to get you in and out inside the loop. So it makes sense. But it starts to repeat if you're there for an excessive amount of time, which I have been most times I go there. But yeah, it would be cool. I think if they had like events, I think they should have events there where they're doing like an actual
Ooh.
movie showing. And maybe it's like an after hours, or maybe like, oh, the last seating of the night. You can come in, sit, and then we're playing this movie and you stay until park close
Do you
and use it
imagine if
like
they
that.
did like midnight releases of new movies, and it would be like a
There you
hot
go.
ticket, high ticket item, like $150 a
It's an
person,
after hours
probably
event, and
more.
they open up just
No.
that restaurant and theater while the rest of the park is doing like their normal nighttime closed things, but that is open and you get to, I, gosh,
Everyone comes in at once and gets seated at once.
that is the after hours
Everyone leaves
event
at
we need.
once.
Yep.
Wow. Genius.
That'd be
Absolute
great.
genius.
I would travel to Walt Disney World just to go to one of those events.
Just for that, honestly,
Yeah. It would
mood.
be
Could
like,
you
it'd be
imagine?
like Jollywood or Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. You'd be like, we've got a showing, and it's every time they release a new movie, they do the midnight showing there.
I would love that. I would love that so much. You could honestly, with the amount of people that you fit in there, you could probably have people pay a pretty penny to go to that.
Oh yeah. I mean, you
Have another incentive, like an
and
open
you
bar or
pay,
something.
and then they're buying
$300 a
dinner.
person.
Yeah. You
Dinner.
pay
Yeah.
ticket to get in, buy dinner. I think that's a fantastic.
Or if you make it
Okay,
super expensive, dinner's included.
the seats are a little hard. They're
We
not
would need to buy
cushy.
some cushions. We
Yeah,
would need to buy some butt cushions from
we
Joann's
need
or
some
something.
upholstery because you might get tired of sitting. But other than that, I think it's perfect. It's a great idea.
I love it. 10 out
All
of 10
right.
idea. 10 out of 10.
I love this. I mean, this is just, I
Having a
mean,
good time.
CEO of Disney right here just giving us ideas. So we're just rolling, figuring it out. Okay.
Well, speaking of dining,
Oh.
I'm going to put an asterisk with this because I think going to Tusker House with you and Bash changed my mind on this. So my asterisk is, unless you have kids, character dining is not worth it. Character dining is not the move. Character dining, in my opinion, typically has a lower quality feel to the food and the atmosphere and the service and whatnot, yada yada, just to meet characters. So unless you have like small children who still like really believe in the magic, I don't see the point whatsoever.
Yeah, I would agree because I mean Tusker House is the same as the regular breakfast buffet, just minus the characters. Like it's the same. I mean, they have specialty items, but RIP to Trails End. But like back when Trails End was going, it was the same as Trails End, and Trails End costs $15 per person with a cast discount, and Tusker House was $50. So yes, if you have kids, it's worth it. It's good to get some character time while you're knocking out eating and taking like an inside break. It's like three birds, one stone kind of thing. You don't have to worry about
That's a good
it.
point. As a
It
local, I
serves
don't think I
multiple
saw it that way.
purposes for sure. And then like we did what is the one at Wilderness Lodge? Artist Point
Artist
Slave.
Point.
Yeah, we did Artist Point and the food was actually really good. Like it was nice. It was nice food.
True, because that one's a plated dinner rather than buffet. I will
So I
say,
think when
Chef
you're
Mickey's is a really good buffet. I am not a fan of BOMA. That's another agree to disagree. BOMA, I think, is exceedingly average. It's
I
so like,
also
but
think
that's
it's
a
just
buffet
kind of a
with no
normal
characters.
buffet, but yeah, it's
It
one of
is.
those where you
But
can
like,
like not pay the
I'm not a
premium, but you're
fan of
still kind of paying for
buffets. Yeah, that one's still like $40, I want to say, a person. Like, I'm just not a fan of buffets. Like, I don't
it.
think they're
I
very
agree to
rarely
disagree
well
with
done.
buffets. I love me a
And
breakfast buffet.
I will say Chef Mickey's, they have a crazy array of food, which is nice. It's not just like, here's your American fare that we can mass produce, go crazy. Like they have a very significant array of cuisines. But most other buffets on property, I'm like, I could have got this at the Holiday Inn down the street.
Yeah,
Sorry.
I think there's something special about Chef Mickey's and maybe like Crystal Palace in terms of character buffets and being like in the building, the environment, and it feeling special. But
Ooh,
yeah.
true. I've never done Crystal Palace before, but it looks beautiful.
Yeah, the Winnie the Pooh characters. That was the go-to on our childhood trips. But Yeah, but I, like I said, agree to disagree because breakfast buffets are literally probably like my favorite thing in the world. So
Yeah, no, I don't know
some of
what it
them.
is. Like, my mom and I feel this way, and let me know if y'all do this too. Every time I eat at a buffet, my stomach hurts so bad. I am not usually a girly with stomach problems. Buffets, for whatever reason, and it's not because I'm eating a ton, I feel like I eat the
Yeah.
least amount when I go to buffets, and my stomach never fails to hurt. And it's the weirdest thing. My
It's
mom's the same way. Like, she doesn't normally have tummy issues, but like, when get her at a buffet and we're like, okay, we're done for the day.
It's an art. You can't
It's an
overload the
art.
first plate because then you'll burn yourself out. You gotta work the fruit line first, and then you work into the pastries and then get into the heavy stuff. Maybe I'll post a guide one day on how to perfect your
Hitchhiker's Guide to
breakfast
Buffets.
buffet experience.
I love that.
All right, so I've got just a couple more, and then we'll go ahead and close up the episode. But I'm going to say the Marvel and Star Wars wells have dried up at Disney.
In Disney parks or
Lately.
entertainment?
Walt Disney Company.
Oh, period. Period.
Period. They went hard, and I think they burned a lot of people out. Including me.
I would
Ooh.
agree to that. I think a lot of content being thrown at us all at once was rough. And I have a hard time saying it's because I grew up as a Marvel girly. I didn't get into Star Wars until it was probably in college. But as a Marvel girly, once those characters started to age out, die off, whatever it may be, I didn't have a bond to the brand anymore, so I didn't really care. But I will say things like Moon Knight proved me wrong. Loved Moon Knight. And I'm like, okay, they're just producing another superhero movie, whatever. They're all the same. Moon Knight, phenomenal. They took their time with it. The characters, the writing, the set design, the costume design, everything was so well done. But then you get into other things like, I don't even want to say because some people just get so mad, but they're like Ant-Man and the Wasp, for instance. I think those were just some easy films that they could pump out and they weren't well done.
It
But like
became a
they had the
quantity over
potential to be.
quality thing. And I think Disney
Correct.
Plus was a big culprit of that, of like, we need content, we need shows. So let's use Marvel
Correct.
properties. And then, I mean, it honestly, whenever you're talking like in Marvel and like Marvel's fate, the early phases, you're like, oh, this is happening and this is happening. And I'd meet people who are like, I have no clue what you're talking about. Like, you're crazy that you can connect all this stuff. But you only had to watch two movies a year to like stay in the loop. And
And now it's
now,
like there's three shows and a social media page you have to follow, and
even I'm like, I can't. And it's one of those things where if you fall out of it, it's like it's too late to get back. It's like Fortnite. Okay, listen, your boy used to be good at Fortnite. I used to get victory royales on the daily. So,
from the daily.
but I'm old, so I don't do that anymore. But Fortnite became something where if you stopped playing and you like didn't keep up with the lingo and keep up with everything new that got updated, then you just weren't good anymore at it. And I just became not good at Marvel lore anymore, which was sad.
I agree. Like, I grew up being the biggest Loki fan, and it just got to a point where I couldn't casually watch. And I get that a lot of these brands and whatnot are more for those like heavy hitters that are like, Star Wars is my life, Marvel's my life, this is and that. But like, when I can't casually watch something anymore without studying it, I'm not a fan. I'm not invested that much. I'm so sorry. I don't think there's any type of media I'm invested that much into, especially in this day and age where like
Well,
attention spans are so small.
life happens too. You end up working full
Yeah.
time, start going, up the chain, manager
Correct.
position. It's hard to like, oh, I'm just gonna go watch my show now. You're
I'm
like,
just,
my brain does
right? I'm
not
like,
turn off after dealing with work issues. It's like,
literally,
that
I'm
ain't
still like,
happening.
my laptop's out while I'm watching my TV. And if I look up and I don't know what's going on, I'm gonna be like, okay, well, that's over. Turn it off.
So I think we both agree
I
on
think we
that one.
agree.
We agree on that one.
Sadly, agree. If they can slow their roll and start producing more quality content, I think we can disagree later on. But right now, they're treating Disney Plus almost like a social media channel. All content all the time. That's not the
But I feel
way
like that's kind of happening
film should be.
too with like their hiatus of theatrical releases and stuff. Like, I feel like there was a, okay, this isn't working. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if the Star Wars Marvel comes back or if it goes a different direction, which I think, teaser to, I have one on here, but it would be an extremely long topic. I was going to pass one off to you and then we can end on that. But I think eventually it's going to go video game adaptations. You had Mario,
Ooh.
you had Sonic. Everybody's doing it. Disney's going to come out with a Kingdom Hearts adaptation movie, like five-part epic series. Like, could you imagine following Sora through the story of Kingdom Hearts in a five-part Disney movie series over 10 years? Like, I feel like that's something where they're like, let's change it up a little bit and get to this. And that would be something that would be refreshing, I think, that people would really like. But I digress. That could be an episode for an hour. I wrote it down here to keep it, but we'll revisit. AJ, hit us with one more and
Oh, I'm
then
trying to decide.
we'll
I got
agree
three
to
more.
disagree. Or we can do three more. We can do three more. It's up to
Here,
you.
one of them's quick. I think the college program starting age should not be the second semester of your freshman year. I think it should be the second semester of your sophomore year. This might be me coming from, like, and granted, I did mine the first semester of my sophomore year. And it kicked my butt going into the real world and learning what a corporation was like. And I had already been away from home at that point for over a year, but I am just, we're seeing this new wave of CPs that are all 18 years old, 19 years old, and have never been away from home and don't realize that they're coming to work for a corporation and just think this is a vacation. And I do think the age is part of that, and not having been away from home and away from high school long enough to kind of grasp the real world. And it's detrimental to the way that they're experiencing their CP and the way I'm running my business. So I think
Personal
the college
experience
pro
on this one.
personal experience, I think the college program, I think it should be second semester of sophomore year. I just think your freshman year
Yeah.
is way too early. You're still not even finding yourself in college yet, let alone putting a whole new aspect of like moving across the country again for a whole new scenario. I think too many kids are getting in over their heads thing, and also just the lore of, oh, it's a vacation, blah, blah, blah. No, you're still
Yeah.
working 40 hours a week.
I
Like,
will, yeah,
it's not.
definitely. I will agree in sense of I did mine second semester sophomore year, and it worked out pretty good for me. I feel like I kind of knew what I wanted to do. I did change my major before that happened, but thinking of like if I did it second semester of freshman year, like I was a business major, and when you do it that early, I also don't know, internships work differently for all colleges. Like I got college credits for doing mine, and
I
that was
didn't.
because
I
I
took a
was,
semester off.
oh really? Yeah, I was far enough along to where I had to write a like paragraph summary of what I'm learning in business, you know, biweekly and send it to my business head of the department. And then I had to take some Disney engineering courses through Disney, like their DEWE, and they had those, you know, those courses that you can take. It was their engineering specific one. And that counted towards a physics credit in college, but neither here nor there. Anyways, what I'm getting
Okay,
at is
smarty.
I'm just flexing, but what I'm getting at here is if you do it early, if you think about when you go to work at Disney, whether you work custodial or, you know, in attractions, in hospitality, food and beverage, any of those, you're working in a company that has people with professional backgrounds in many different areas. And you can take classes that exposes you to people in many different areas. You can go to events throughout the years that gets you to meet. Here's the head of food and beverage at this Disney Parks restaurant. Here's this person, or this person was the choreographer that for the Disney parades and stuff like that. Like you get to see, like, okay, here's engineers, here's fine arts, here's business, here's, you know, all of it, finance, everybody. So what I think, and how it could be where I agree to disagree with you is going early and seeing that, oh, all of this stuff has the same product. Because people might say, oh, I want to work at Disney someday. I'm going to be a fine arts major and go into entertainment. And they might be like, oh, I can be a director of engineering, or I could be, you know, a finance major and go into analytics for Disney or do something like that. Like there are multiple avenues to where you would get exposed to that. And it's early enough when it's before the end of your freshman year when you're in college to say, I've only done gen ed. I liked what I did there. I'm going to major in engineering now, and I want to do that one day.
All right, Hunter,
Did I just slap you in the face?
you did a little bit, because for those of you who know my story, I went to Wesleyan originally, was majoring in like four different things because I couldn't make up my mind. Did the Disney College program my sophomore year in my first semester. I got about 3 or 4 weeks into my college program when I realized, oh, people work at Disney. This is a career. This is like a whole industry. And I called my mom and said I wasn't going back to Wesleyan and that I was changing my major to hospitality.
There you
So Kendall
go.
just slapped me in the
See?
face because that's quite literally what I did.
See, and all
I
of these
still
kids
stick
that are
by freshman year
working.
is too early, but maybe soft
Yeah.
first semester sophomore year
First
then. But
semester,
I just think that
sophomore. Get your
first
gen
year
ed
of
done first
college,
year.
yeah, it that's
You
just
are
so much
figuring
change for
out.
someone.
Yeah, you are figuring out enough your first year of college. And think about it. It would be hard to do it second semester of freshman year. And like, think about the people you meet freshman year and the relationships you build. Like, if you left for a semester and come back, you're the person who, oh
Left.
yeah, we met them for a semester and then they disappeared. I thought you left school. Like, I thought you
Yeah.
quit. And like, so it is important to kind of build those roots there, then do that. I'd say, yes, I'll compromise. First semester of sophomore year
Heard.
would be a prime
We'll
time
agree
to
to
do it.
agree then.
Agree to agree. Fantastic.
I just have two more, and they're both hotel related.
Ooh.
I think the DVC cabins at Fort Wilderness is a terrible idea. I think
Yeah,
it's a
that looks terrible.
I
It's
think
so
the idea
bad.
itself was incredible. I think the fact that they're just renovating the existing cabins is offensive. I think that they totally could have just bought a plot of land somewhere else, kind of encroached into that, and said, yep,
Yeah.
here's the DVC portion of it. The fact that they're just renovating on Fort Wilderness grounds, I think, tears at the
Yeah,
heart of what Fort
expand it.
Wilderness is all about and makes me very sad. They could have totally done like a Bay Lake contemporary thing where it's like two hotels that coexist together, but I
Yeah.
don't think that's the route they're really going, and I think it's going to be detrimental to the vibe. Vibe
But
is
you
too simple of a
know,
world of a word, but
yeah, it's glamping. It's glamping now. But you know, there's analytics and they're looking and they're saying, okay, Fort Wilderness had X percent capacity throughout the year. We got to do something. Like, it does. They probably looked at it and went, it doesn't make sense to double the cabins. I don't, maybe you know something I don't,
I
but I'm
mean,
just saying.
looking at their capacity, very rarely are they at a low occupancy.
Really? Okay. Maybe.
Very,
I
very
feel like Disney
rarely.
as a whole just needs more rooms, anyways. So,
That's very fair.
I don't
I
know.
mean,
But
we're getting
yeah.
the Polynesian Tower here soon, which
Yeah,
I also don't love.
that's
I love the fact
also,
that
I don't like that.
I don't love the building itself. I wish they made like two smaller buildings, but it's a weird sight line to have like the really low Polynesian huts and then this like
Yeah,
eight
because
story
the
tall building.
reason they're all low was because it was like Polynesian architecture. It's like you can't build past two stories, and then you're gonna have someone in the lobby like giving the welcome tour to someone, and they're gonna be like, oh yeah, that don't mind that 8-story tower over there. It's a new
Find
invention.
her. Correct.
Invention. Oh gosh.
I don't love, yeah. I mean, they gotta do with what they gotta do with the space that they have, but okay, but yeah, DVC, I feel like we both agree on that
Yeah,
one.
I
My
agree.
last
Keep them
one,
rustic.
contemporary, is the worst themed Disney hotel.
Oh, I thought you love contemporary.
Listen here. Listen here.
Listen here.
Only I get to talk crap about her.
Oh,
She's my baby.
yes. All right, all
Like,
right.
that's
Well,
like the
then
thing where, like,
I
you can
obviously agree
talk
to
and beat up your
disagree. I love
brothers and
it.
sisters, but, like, no one else can talk or beat up your brothers and sisters. Like, it can only be you. That's how I feel about contemporary. I get it was Walt's pride and joy. I get The Incredibles make sense with the monorail. I guess I get Chef Mickey's
Makes
also
sense with the
coexisting with the
monorail.
South.
Wait, what?
Yeah, The Incredibles.
It's
The
because it's
mon.
a there's a monorail.
It's
That's
not
the
because.
tie.
I mean, that's one of the ties. It's because The Incredibles was like the has that contemporary kind of futuristic
Yeah.
feel for the time that they were in.
Yeah.
And because it's set in the past, it's more timeless than if we were to choose an IP that's in the future. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But
Okay.
like having that, The Incredibles, Chef Mickey's, Bay Lake Tower, the monorail, the Southwest Grand Canyon Concourse, BVG, Fantasia and Fantasia Market. Like, there's just so many random little
Yeah,
splits
not very cohesive.
parts. It's not cohesive whatsoever.
And
It's
then Bay Lake
actually
is
weird.
kind of just
She's just there.
van it's
She's
vanilla. It's
getting a refurb. It's supposed to be happening here soon. I can't give dates because the dates keep changing, but I've seen the test rooms and they are really gorgeous. And a little more tying into the contemporary style. The artwork is really phenomenal. It ties in more to the Magic Kingdom roots, but
interesting.
it's still not cohesive. I will say with the
Yeah.
Bay Lake Tower refurb, I think the artwork will help make it more cohesive to contemporary, but then you still have things like the Southwest theming. Like, why do we have a five-legged goat next to
Yeah.
Mr. Incredible? It
That's
makes no sense.
where I guess I've never really sat back and thought about, okay, we've got Incredibles, Fantasia Market, Steakhouse, you
The Outer
know,
Rim, like
California Girl, or is it Cal? Yes, on
it's
the roof.
California Girl, yeah.
Yeah, so like
It's
what's going on here? What's going on?
There's just everywhere you look, there's like a new theming, and I don't get it. But
Yeah.
you know
All
what?
right.
We
I
love her
agree.
anyways.
I agree.
And
I
some of my
agree.
cast members will fight me on that. I have a couple of cast members that are just so enamored with the story and the lore and the history of contemporary, because don't get me wrong, it has all of those things. It's a very important building for Florida architecture and just theme park architecture in general, and I don't think enough people appreciate that.
Yeah.
But the theming is, it just makes me so sad. Like,
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, it
But we
almost
love her
needs.
anyways.
Yeah, it almost needs like a Grand Floridian vibe of the theme is that it's the contemporary. And like that's what it was, obviously, for so long. But
Once upon a
then
time.
stuff kind of came in and all over and that kind of stuff. But yeah, makes sense. Is Bay Lake
Once
Tower
upon
is
a
not
time.
Incredibles rooms, right? It's just
No,
him.
they're
Okay.
the same rooms that they've been since
Yeah.
2009, and
Okay.
it shows.
I mean, that's a little long ago. Not too bad.
It's bad.
All right. All right. Well,
Got lots of wear and tear.
was that
We're
a,
very excited for her regroup.
I feel like we agreed and also disagreed on an even amount of things. I feel like we agreed on
Yeah.
more things than what I thought we would.
I
We're
know. I
alike.
wish. I'm like trying to think. I was
We're
trying to
both
think
highly
beforehand of things that would
critical,
set
you
you
know?
off, and I really couldn't. I feel like you and I are very like-minded in most things.
Yeah, I don't.
Wow. There are some people I know if they were on the episode, we'd be like throwing hands through the computer screen.
Are you a Nightmare Before Christmas fan?
I can appreciate the art, but I'm not a fan.
See, there you go. Same. Okay.
Perfect.
That was from Heather on Patreon. So thank you for that. But yeah, no, I don't have that's all of mine. Wishes. This one's also from Heather. Wishes was the best Magic Kingdom fireworks show.
I don't remember Wishes. I'm a Happily Ever After stan. Sorry.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'll agree to disagree, but I'll put an asterisk on there and I'll say Hallowishes. It was the greatest fireworks show ever to exist at
Ever.
any Disney park.
Oh, dang.
Fight me.
10-4. Apparently, I
Okay.
need to do some research after this.
If
House of
you
Mouse, Hallowishes.
House of Mouse, my gosh, watch, yeah, just YouTube yourself an episode before you go to sleep. And I think they're like 15 minutes. It's the old Disney Channel cartoons that were like, it's two cartoons, but it was one 30-minute slot. So they're each like 10 minutes long.
I love
Super
that.
easy. But yes, watch you one of those. YouTube you Hallowishes. Make sure you get a wide angle view so you can see the perimeter fireworks. And it'll change your life. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Throwing Soarin' Over California, and then that's basically what I do every
I
Thursday
just
night.
went on Soarin' Over California, Epcot. I'm not a fan. That's another one. Not a fan of Soarin'
Oh
Over.
no! Okay, well, this is what we're gonna end on. I
I don't
strongly
like the
disagree.
cuts. It makes me nauseous that they cut so fast and there's no like
No, no, no,
nice
no, 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 no,
transition.
no.
No.
Oh well, yes, they go boom cut. Yes, but they
The
cut
cuts
so
are so bad.
they take their time with the cuts. They let you feel the scene and
That's
like.
fair. There is more time between scenes. But no,
Yeah, it doesn't just go
the
bam, you're in China, bam,
bam.
Taj Mahal, bam, France. No.
Though it I was not a fan. Not a fan of Soarin' Over California. And the one part where they are at the golf course and the golf ball is headed towards you, I was like, perfect. We're finally going to get a clean transition. Nope. Still a cut. The
No,
orange grips, though,
yes,
were very pretty.
because no, we're so opposite. I feel like I just had like a, if you're not watching, I just literally had like a Woody animation from Toy Story. It's like, no, you're crazy. But no, you are actually the precise opposite of me in this, because if you go back and listen on Patreon, I did do a Patreon video on Soarin' Over California and why I thought it was amazing. And I did video like narration of why each scene was amazing. And it is because the golf ball buzzes by you, but then boom, golf ball goes by, and then you're still in the scene, and you're like, wow, that was a golf ball. My brain processes, okay, now let's go to the next scene. And it's not, we're soaring over the world. I hate it. I hate it with a passion. It is the worst.
No.
It is the worst organization of cinematic pictures, moving photos I've ever seen in my life. Anyways,
Whoa,
because
that was a sentence.
it's just, I can't even form a sentence towards it. I just feel I loathe so deeply, but it's because you have the hawk, and the hawk's coming, the hawk, and boom, you're in the next scene as the hawk swipes your face. Like, you're not like, what happened? What was that? No, now you have to look at the Great Wall of China, and you're just
Yeah.
like,
And then the kite comes and you're like, oh, perfect. Next transition. And it's nice and smooth.
no.
This is the difference of the TikTok age and the
Yes,
non-TikTok
yes.
age.
Yes,
I like the
Sword Over the World
transitions.
is
It's
TikTok version.
smooth. It's nice and quick, and I'm not staying in one place for too long, where then I get bored of staring at the same golf course for 5 minutes. I love
Oh
Soarin' Over the World.
no. This is
And there's
what
way more sense, and it keeps me entertained. It is the TikTok version of Soarin'.
I mean, I agree with everything you're saying, which is why I hate it so much, but we're obviously there's our difference.
There's our
This
difference.
is our hurdle that we must navigate. Okay, cool. Yeah.
I'll
That
see
makes
you in therapy.
now I'm turning red, but anyways. All right. Well, that was our agree to disagree episode ending with just a banger. Really, in Soarin' Over California being the best ride ever, according to me, and not according to AJ. But
Nope.
what do y'all think listening about some of those? You can follow us along on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, oh, X, Twitter, X, whatever it is.
I think we still all call it Twitter, let's be honest.
Whatever it may be. Join us on Patreon, happiest podcast on earth on Patreon. We'll reach out. Sometimes getting episode ideas, maybe your idea will make it on the episode. We'll give you a shout out. So that is all we have for today. I felt before that last one that I was in a good place, but
We
now I
should have
know
just
where
stopped our
AJ stands.
ramblings.
Yes, now I know where AJ stands. So it's okay.
Ruining
AJ,
friendships.
any final words in defense of Soarin' Over the World?
Yeah, the fact that it has so many scents should be enough rather than just orange groves.
No.
Please,
Overusing the
please step up your
sense.
game.
It's using the gimmick too many times, but oh
Never
well.
enough.
All right. I'm going to be sending you a Soarin' Over California hat or whatever I can find if there's any
So
merch
I
still
can burn it.
available. Okay. Goodness gracious. All right. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye. As long as it's not Figment or Stitch merch, we'll be fine.
Oh, I'm going to do that.